Dr. Staber is getting an office note on patient Naram Dao, N-A-G-H-A-M Dao, D-A-O-U. Date of birth is 7/29/1983. Date of service is 4/23/2026. The patient is 42-year-old female who is presenting to my office for medical care, period. She has past medical history significant for chronic back pain, bilateral flank pain. Next, recurrent UTI once a year. Next, migraine headaches. Next, left breast nodule being worked up. The paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable, allergy, normal, like allergy. The paragraph, social history, patient is married, has two children, no smoking, occasion, alcohol, no drugs. She works as an assistant teacher. Family history, father died from diabetes, mother died from MI, and she had a meningioma. My brother had thyroid cancer. Here's paragraph. Review system reveals headaches. She described those as throbbing with sensitivity to noise and light, and some associated with nausea. They are severe. They are relieved by Excedrin, and they most come around her period. She also has chronic bilateral flank pain for years. She's had a fall few years back, and since then she's been having this type of pain. Most lately, earlier in April 2026, she had to go to the emergency room for severe muscle spasm in the back, and she was given muscle relaxants and says naproxen and putting Tylenol for treatment. She was told she has sciatica and severe muscle spasms, period. Patient denies any chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal. She does have intermittent constipation, denies any melena. She has no urinary symptomatology. She does have irregular periods, no neck swelling, no other systems reviews are negative. Immunization, she received two shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, one shot of J&J and one shot of Pfizer. Current medications include acetaminophen, codeine, and naproxen. A physical exam about the sample as mentioned above. HNT to the general reactive organ accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-interest sclera, no subcutaneous adenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no tetraphagic neck is supple, no stiffness of the GDD heart sounds or regulated and rhythm, no muscular stew. No murmurs heard, no friction, heard lungs that fear to auscultation, no crackles of disease heard abdomen south, no hyperomegaly, no spinomegaly, no garry rebound or GDT extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities. Assessment and plan. Chronic low back pain, likely related to possible injury in the lumbosacral area from prior fall, with resulting in muscle spasms and sciatica symptoms. We're going to do an MRI of the back for better delineation. She has an X-ray of the lumbosacral spine that shows a degenerative disease of L4 and L5S1. We're going to look at more details with the MRI to pinpoint the etiology and delineate further therapy. For the time being, she's going to get flexural to take as needed for muscle spasms. Period. She was advised not to take naproxen too much because of toxicity. Period. Next diagnosis, migraine headaches. Patient will be given migraineol supplementation to help for now to continue Excedrin as needed. We're going to do a workup for inflammation. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, recurrent urinary tract infection once a year. We're going to look at kidney anatomy and we'll go from there. Period. Next, left breast nodule, patient is following on that. We're going to screen for iodine deficiency and we'll supplement if deficiency is found, period. Paragraph, patient is going to be seen back in around 3 weeks for discuss the results of the workup earlier from the end of the report text.